All right. Buongiorno, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for giving us just a teeny 15 minutes before you can go and gorge on carbs outside for asking you a few questions about the usage that you make of the identity features in ASP.NET vCurrent and on the features that we are cooking for ASP.NET 5. I'm here with Pranav, who drove the work for templates in Visual Studio 2015, who's going to give you a lightning quick demo of the technologies that we are talking about. And then, if you guys would be so kind, we'll ask you a number of questions about the usage or non-usage that you are doing of those features, and if you have any feedback for improving.
Right. So what we did in VS 2013, just a quick refresher, was we added support that you can, for a given project, be it MVC web forms or web API, you can change the auth. So you can select either individual, which will give you basic username, password, and social logins, or you had work and school accounts, which would allow you to authenticate your apps with Azure Active Directory. And what we've done in VS 2015 is we've updated all templates so that the MVC templates are now based on the OpenIDC Connect middleware that we shipped for ASP.NET 5, for MVC and web forms. And then for ASP.NET 5, we also have the same support where we have now ported the OpenIDC Connect middleware to work with ASP.NET 5. So in this case, I can select work and school accounts. I can select a single sign-on, which means that users from my Active Directory can log in into this application. And so once, what happens once you create this project is behind the scenes, we are creating an app in Active Directory and setting up the right permissions for you, so the client ID and the client secret. And then we're going to store those client secret using the secret manager user secret tool in ASP.NET 5. So while this project is getting created and package restore is happening, once we sort of launch the project, you'll be able to sign in and you'll be able to sign out. And I just wanted to show you the code that we inject into this application. So this, because of internet connection, this might sort of take a minute.
Well, let's hope less for a minute. But it's true that the internet is quite.
Right. Effectively, what we have is basically going to be like we'll inject the OpenID Connect middleware, register that in startup CS, and we'll have the accounts controller where sort of you can have the sign in and sign out code. So I can cheat, and maybe I can drop down to the disk and show you the project that got created. Yeah, that's still going on. '93 is a good number.
So feedback makes it faster.
Yeah, I think there's some problems with the network, but so effectively, this is the startup that we generate, and this is where we hook up the OpenID Connect middleware. Again, the client ID and the client secret is something that the tool injects once you create the project. Right, so it's created. Control F5. And so we have a blanket redirect set. As you browse to the accounts controller, there's the authorize. Send redirects you back to the Active Directory. And then you can log in, grant read access. And then you can accept. And then once it's successful, you'll be redirected back to your application. And then you can optionally sign out. And there was a brief message saying sign out from all browsers possible. So that's basically what we ship as part of the templates for both ASP.NET 5 applications and ASP.NET 4.6 applications, which is MVC Web Forms or Web API. And so what we wanted feedback was, you know, some of the experiences, some of the code gen that we do, sort of technologies that we have, and it's where I'll have Vittorio sort of chime in.
Yeah. Would you mind going back to the startup CS so that we have it? Yes, that part. OK, great. So the code that Pranav showed is basically something that just helps you to skip through the menial components of setting up an application. Like in the past, if you go back 2-3 years when we were using Windows Identity Foundation, the tools wasn't just doing something that was boring to do. It was something that was difficult for a human to do. Like if you wouldn't use the tool now, all the stuff that we produced in your web config was just hard to understand. Instead of here, if you take a look at the code that you see in there, that's pretty much all the code that you need. The idea is that Azure Active Directory just needs to know about your application, needs to have an entry. Otherwise, it will not give you a token for security reasons. But then, if you want to do all these just by adding reference to a couple of NUGETs and then pasting a couple of values here, the directory that you want to use and the identifier of your app, then you can also do it. So in theory, that should be approachable. And in fact, for the longest time, we didn't have the templates using OWIN. And so what was happening is that people would just clone our samples from GitHub. And we have been going on for about 1 year for that. And more or less, it worked. But now, I'm biased because I work automatically with the people that need organizational identity. So you guys are ASP.NET MVPs in general. So the thing that I'd like to understand is how many of you used this technology before? Can you keep your arm up so that we can count you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Thanks. Sorry, but I speak English in software emulation. So when I do things like accounting and similar, I have to revert to Italian. I wasn't saying bad words. I was just counting. Thank you. So 20 people. Fantastic. And how many of you guys did these for Web Sign-On, so the browser?
Like not APIs, but the web applications, basically.
Perfect. About half. Thank you. And how about instead of APIs, like for calling web APIs? 1, 2, 3. And of course, about half as well. So excellent. Thank you. Are you guys still working with WebForm by any chance? Any of you still actively working with WebForm? All right. About 10 people. And did you try to use Visi with WebForm? Yep. Did you have any issues?
It's underestimating.
It's underestimating.
I was basically not able to get it working in web forms.
You were unable to make it work on web form. OK, so we have to talk after this. Because in theory, it's just like you use the authorize just like you were doing it with forms off or with, and it should work.
But like if you use the tooling to create the web forms project, it's the same experience with MVC. So we can talk after this to see what
that should work. Yeah. Great. Thank you. And how many of you guys tried these on the betas of ASP.NET 5? 1, 2 and a half. No, 3 and a half. Great. Well, how was the experience? Same as Katana? Worse than Katana? Better than Katana? A lot of stuff going on. OK, excellent. But you mean new stuff in the identity surface or in ASP.NET 5 in general?
Not even bothering with that at this
point. All right. I see. So is this a comment about ASP.NET 5 in general or ASP.NET 5 and identity?
And identity.
OK, perfect. Again, if later on you have time to expand on the things that you found difficult, that would be super useful. Thank you. Great. And all the ones that played with this, did you use the default, or did you end up using the extensibility points for tweaking things to your scenario? So how many of you used the extensibility points? 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you find the experience satisfying, or did you find that there were things that were missing? I like how you start. I like how you start. So what went wrong?
What went wrong is a little bit, it's not really clear where to extend. Because of the documentation.
Documentation, OK.
Mostly was poking around the samples or existing implementation and NuGet MI, which in which hook I can get it to modify something.
I see. And you didn't find the documentation, or you found the documentation, but it sucked?
Mostly, I think I didn't find the documentation.
Didn't find the documentation. I actually prefer. Thanks. Thank you. Great. So good point. We are writing everything down. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm not working specifically in this right now, but I know in some of these new bits, and in terms of like principles that you create and application keys and client secrets and stuff like that, the documentation is like you're going through 17 pages to find out where you're supposed to end up to create the things or make the right settings so that the application has access. That's less at this level and more at a lower level for my own console app, for example, to call into the new API. I've been on that trail for 2 days now, so if you guys want to talk after, I can talk about that.
Absolutely, I would love to. Because in theory, for ASP.NET 5, we are basically doing almost a straight porting. Let's say that in ASP.NET 5, you have all sorts of new stuff that ASP.NET guys like the injection of dependencies dynamically and similar. But the identity surface is more or less the same. It just changed for adapting to the new system. But I'd really like to understand what parts of that confused. Great, thank you. Anybody else wants to throw rotten fishes on our platform? Thank you, go ahead.
Last time I asked you about this, there were some complications, and it isn't specifically related to this, but you can tell me to ask you later. Any updates on WS Fed or SAML?
Thank you, WS Fed and SAML. Great. Before answering to that, let me ask in general. How many of you guys need to use WS Federation?
On ASP.NET 5.
Using two arms doesn't count. Can you guys keep the arm up so that we can count you and extend it to the full length? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great, thank you. So the deal with WS Federation is that moving to ASP.NET 5, you heard for the last two speakers, there are certain things that in the new platforms, like Mac and Linux, are not available yet. So the crypto for doing XML processing. And unfortunately, WS Federation requires you to use SAML tokens. So until we don't have the canonicalization, which is very difficult to pronounce in a single breath, which is something that you need for transforming XML documents so that we can then sign and encrypt and decrypt and similar. Until we don't have that layer, we can't build on top of it. And then instead for SAML in general, for SAML of the format, it will come together with WS Fed once it will be available. For SAML the protocol, unfortunately, that's an item which we had in the backlog for a long time. It's still in the backlog, like we want to do it, but the amount of stuff that is on top of it is significant. So I wouldn't know by when we would get to it. This is also another good segue. How many of you guys are intentioned to call Azure or Office 365 APIs from your ASP.NET app? 1, 2, 3, 4, but 5, nobody with a lot of enthusiasm. Great. So what would be an API that Microsoft could expose that you'd be interested in calling? Like, what's the one thing that you'd like to access programmatically?
I guess the other way is, what's an example that you can give?
Well, Office 365 and Azure are examples. Like, for example, you can start or stop virtual machines, or you can read the calendar of somebody, or you can send mails on behalf of people. Those are all things that you can do today with those APIs. Or like, if you call Power BI, you can suck in data from all data sources. So basically, you said that you are not interested in calling those APIs. So I'm wondering, are there APIs that we are not exposing today, functionality that our products use, but that are not available in API format that you guys would like to call? Or simply you don't like APIs in general? And like open-ended questions, there's always the risk of not getting answers. So we try it. So, I have one last question, and then if you have any other, fantastic. How many of you guys used these for connecting to ADFS? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many of you guys used Visa for connecting to Azure Active Directory? One, two, three, four. Okay, that makes 11, but earlier we saw 20 people. So what other identity sources did you guys connected to?
Active Directory.
Active Directory directly. So without going through ADFS?
Sync, use the ADFS sync with local Active Directory and what we're using right now.
All right, perfect, thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Did you write it? You wrote your custom identity provider?
On several projects, mostly we wrote custom based. First time was on based on Identity Foundation, then OAuth server provider from ASP.NET 4, Kana, and in the meantime we switched for other projects for identity provider from ThinkTecture.
Ah, so identity server. Great.
Identity server for
V3. Makes sense.
V3.
Okay. V2 and V1 was too big.
Makes sense. Great. Yes, sir?
I use all of the plugins which are just under the single user account, the first option that's there. So just a single database, hooking into Twitter or Google. As much as Microsoft keeps trying to push me to use Azure Active Directory and Office 365, I'll never go.
All right. Excellent. Would you like to elaborate? Like, why you say that you'll never use Office 365?
Like, you keep trying to push out the platform, but I'm never going to use it. Like, it's just like SharePoint. You keep trying to push me to use SharePoint, I'm not going to use that.
Well, personally, I would never dare to push anybody to use SharePoint, of course. Like, I like to write code and develop, so SharePoint is a very fine product, but if you want to use it, you can use it. To me, it doesn't matter. It's more of a... there are situations in which you want to deal directly with individual users, and so absolutely that makes sense. When you're selling stuff to a company, it often makes sense to sell it to everybody in one single step instead of going to each and every one, which is the case in which the directory comes handy. But if it's not your business, then absolutely it makes sense not to use it. So, any other comment that you want to make
this
about these?
Comment from there.
I just actually ignored the gentleman up in the front said, but we're using identity server as well with a kind of like a legacy backend, like legacy data store.
So you wrapped a legacy backend with identity server. Thank you. And what do you use with identity server? Is it a WS Fed, or is it OpenID, or is it OAuth?
OAuth.
OAuth. Excellent. Thank you. Great. I think that we are eating into your break. So if you have something that you really want us to do, this is the time for telling us. Is there anything that you really, really want to see in the identity space? Or you just kind of want to go have your coffee? Yes, sir?
Maybe guidance for best practices in token generation. How to use a custom token to identify through different APIs. Is it better to do it via scopes or via claims or whatever?
OK. So if I can rephrase, you want guidance on how to process tokens.
Yes.
What's appropriate for scopes, what's appropriate for claims, and best practices.
Yeah, it's not easy to find something about it. And best practices would be fine, would make something easier.
Makes complete sense. Thank you. Yes, sir. Let's try.
But make it easier to get all that stuff out of the ASP.NET application and into my services or whatever, where I want to do all the account stuff.
So I think the question is, make it easier to do all the operations like registering or as a service?
I don't want it in my controller and all that kind of stuff. Right?
So expose it as a third-party service. Which is Azure AD.
Or do you mean in the code? Like you mean you want the code of your controllers to be free of identity stuff? You want all the identity stuff to happen in the pipeline before the app?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I believe that we are reasonably close to that.
Cool.
Like if you just want to do authentication, it already happens. Like the file that we were looking at earlier is all you need for saying, I want every call to be authenticated. Now, you are right that if you want to do things like saying, I want this method to work only if the user is part of this group, then today you do write code in the method. However, I believe that Barry came out with a framework.
Yeah, so we have a new authorization policy in ASP.NET 5, which you can declare it as part of your startup. And policies can be more richer, like, you know, if this user has this access or this claim, and you can be further granular as well. Like, if user ID equals blah, then this policy should apply.
But your point is very well taken.
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody else? Come on, don't be shy. All right. Thank you so much. Not yet. Not thank you so much. Yep. So the question is, how does this play out with the app model v2 of Azure Active Directory? What the gentleman is referring to is a new version of Azure Active Directory, which we currently have in preview, which unifies Live ID, sorry, Microsoft account, and Azure ID in a single service. So that instead of today, in which you have two different endpoints, two different set of libraries, two different protocol sets and similar, you will all have one unified pipeline. And in this case, so server side, nothing changes. Because this thing is designed to support the OpenID Connect protocol. And both of the current endpoint and the next endpoint will support the same protocol. So what happens is that instead of passing the authority that you are passing right now, we'll pass explicitly the address of the metadata of the endpoint v2. And given that we are publishing everything using open standards, this thing will just pick up the new keys, pick up the new flow, and it will work. So you'll be able to use these also against MSA, whereas today MSA requires some arcane stuff. Great. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Great. So it's time for real. Thank you for being so kind to give us your feedback, and enjoy your break.
Thank you.